Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
The problem started with a conversation between brothers and will end in the U.S. Supreme Court. The younger brother got a new job in investment banking at Citigroup. His job focused on investing in healthcare, so he asked his older brother, Michael, who studied chemistry, for help in understanding the science. When their father became ill with cancer a few years later, the brothers' conversations turned to the business of oncology and the management of pain. Over time, Michael pressed his little brother harder and more overtly, asking for inside information about mergers and acquisitions by Citigroup clients. Life went on. The younger brother married. His new brother-in-law, Salman, became tight friends with big brother Michael. Such tight friends that Michael began to share the Citigroup information and encourage Salman to follow in his footsteps and to trade. Not only did Salman trade, but he shared the information with another relative, wife's sister's husband. They split the profits. In 3 years, their account grew from about $400,000 to more than $2 million. Did you follow that? The web of friends and family, with the younger brother at the middle of the web, information out, money being made. That younger brother was the classic insider. He knew information about Citigroup and its clients before the public ever found out. The others were classic tippies. The case ended in multiple criminal convictions. In particular, a jury convicted Salman of conspiracy and securities fraud arising from an insider trading scheme. Salman appealed his conviction. You may be saying, what kind of argument can he make? Isn't there a rule that says, quote, insider trading is illegal, unquote? Well, no, there isn't. There's a broad prohibition of securities fraud and deception. And there's a roomful of court opinions telling us what that language means. One of the things this language means is that the insider has to have personally benefited from giving out that information. So the little brother here had to personally benefit from giving big brother Michael Citigroup's news. If not, all of the tippies are off the hook. Salman's argument is that the personal benefit had to be money or something else tangible, cash for stock tip. But this little brother didn't take money or anything else tangible. So Salman says he should be off the hook. That can't be right, said the appeals court. It would let corporate insiders freely give out inside information to relatives and friends as long as they didn't ask for tangible compensation in return. The little brother here had testified that he, quote, loved his brother very much, unquote, and that he gave him the inside information to, quote, fulfill whatever needs he had, unquote. According to the court, that gift to his brother was personal benefit enough. According to the court, Salman's criminal conviction for insider trading stands. That seems like it should be the end of the story, but not all courts agree about what counts as personal benefit. Cash? Helping family or friends? Because of this disagreement, and because it really matters to how much trading on inside information is allowed, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take the case this term. That's the preview of Salman versus the United States. And this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.